BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Diplomatic efforts are continuing to try to open the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza to allow the delivery of aid and the evacuation of foreign nationals. 10 days of Israeli siege and bombardment have caused a deepening humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territory. Egypt has accused Israel of not cooperating with attempts to reopen the crossing. Israel's Minister for Intelligence, Gilad Galil, says that supplies would be allowed in.
A country under attack like what we had cannot continue to support its aggressors. Unfortunately, we really suspended the supply lines to the Gaza Strip. Water supply will be renewed to the south of the Gaza Strip only in order to amplify pressure on Gaza.
President Biden has discussed the issue on the phone with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Iran has warned of possible preemptive action against Israel in the coming hours, ratcheting up fears of a possible escalation of the conflict. The Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian said armed groups in the region that Iran backs could launch preemptive strikes against Israel. Here's James Landell.
In a statement on social media, Hossein Amir Abdollahian said time was running out for political solutions and accused Israel of crimes and murder in Gaza. Stopping Hezbollah from taking advantage of the fighting in Gaza to attack Israel is one of America's chief aims. Hence the appearance of a US aircraft carrier group in the Eastern Mediterranean and Antony Blinken's four-day dash around six Arab capitals.
A football match between Sweden and Belgium in Brussels has been abandoned after two Swedish nationals were shot dead in the city. Local media say both are wearing Swedish football shirts. Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo called it a harrowing act of terrorism. Sophia Berzer is in Brussels.
A short while ago, we were sent a video, and in that video, a man is filming himself on a scooter, and he claims that he is the gunman, that he carried out the attack. And speaking in Arabic, he said that he killed three people in the name of God. The federal prosecutor here in Belgium is treating this as a terror attack. And we should say that the gunman is still at large. Because of that, the alert level has been raised to 4, which is the highest level. And it means that a threat could be imminent.
The Amazon River has fallen to its lowest level since records began more than a century ago as a result of a historic drought. The water level in Manaus, in the heart of the Brazilian rainforest, is 4 metres lower than on the same date last year. Months with little or no rain at all have caused a growing emergency within the Amazon region. From London, this is The World News from the BBC. A federal judge in the US has imposed a partial gag order against Donald Trump in his trial for conspiring to overturn the 2020 US election. Tanya Chutkan said she would not allow the former president to launch a smear campaign against people involved. Speaking outside the court in Washington, the Republican Congresswoman for Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, questioned the decision.
What we just witnessed in the courtroom was the judge gave an order gagging President Trump. He's not allowed to talk about the special counsel. He's not allowed to talk about the court. She did say he can talk about Joe Biden and his administration, but yet Joe Biden's administration actually runs the Department of Justice and runs the special counsel. So her orders don't make a lot of sense.
The Biden administration has agreed to give temporary legal status and other benefits to migrant families separated during the presidency of Donald Trump. The settlement, which must be approved by a federal court, would also ban any splitting up of migrant families for 8 years. The American Civil Liberties Union said it would reunite nearly 4,000 migrant children with their parents. The Venezuelan government and opposition say they will resume talks to end the country's long-running political and economic crises. In a joint statement, they said they'll begin in Barbados on Tuesday. Talks were suspended a year ago after the government of President Nicolas Maduro said continued dialogue depended on the release of billions of dollars in frozen funds abroad. The European Commission is proposing measures to tackle pollution by microplastics. It's targeting unintentional spillages of plastic pellets, the raw material used for producing all plastics. The Commission says between about 50,000 and 180,000 tonnes of them are spilt every year through mishandling along the supply chain. The EU's already begun taking action on other sources of microplastic pollution, including the restriction of using deliberately adding them to products. BBC News.